Colossians chapter 1. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Stanza 1.
When a manger, no crib for His bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down His sweet head. The stars in the
It's said that a minister was working on a catchy theme for, or title for his sermon, and he ended up typing in the bulletin, "A little Jesus never hurt anyone." And that is, of course, one of the appealing things about celebrating the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. He is little and helpless appearing. He does not appear as a threatening avenger. He did not come in His glory with eyes like flames of fire, His voice like the sound of many waters. He's approachable. But so is every baby. To some, that is the charm of Christmas, and they believe that it celebrates what is best in mankind. Tender, unhurtful. As we prepare for Christmas once more, we look to God's Word to turn our hearts to something greater than the human race. We do not celebrate Christmas again just to see little Jesus in the manger, but to see the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. This is not just a helpless, sweet, non-threatening baby who is so approachable and appealing. This is He by whom all things were made and without whom was nothing made that was made. This is the wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, who is so approachable. Here is something to sing about. It's better than a backstage pass to meet some world-renowned performer. This little Lord Jesus gives us the right to approach the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And yet we don't have to get ready for Christmas by bracing ourselves for some shocking scene. In the stable, we will see a normal, healthy baby born in the normal way. He got hungry, got tired, felt pain, as every baby does. And although at times there have been babies who have awakened without crying, yet this baby no doubt responds to discomfort the way every baby does, by crying. After all, even as an adult, he wept at times. In that stable, we will see a normal baby, but we will fall down and worship Him as the wise men did, and address our prayers to Him, because the Word of God assures us that God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him. He came as the little Lord Jesus, and neither Mary nor Joseph nor the shepherds nor the wise men were afraid to approach Him. But there is more. we also are drawn to love this little Lord Jesus because of his reason and his purpose in coming. If he had come merely to show us the way to live and the way to love, as one song puts it, then the spotlight would once again be on our response. It would become a celebration of humanity's response to God's show and tell. But Paul reminds us that God was doing much more than showing and telling in Bethlehem. For in that little child we find not only the fullness of God, but in him also resides all the human race. And through him God was pleased to reconcile the all to himself. The fact that he was so poor that his cradle was a feed trough is striking, but many other babies have been bedded down in dresser drawers, in cardboard boxes, even in shoe boxes. We want to celebrate his coming in this way as a helpless baby, because in this way he took on our full humanity from manger to grave to represent us, to reconcile us before the throne of God. Now, the little Lord Jesus did not reconcile us to God by bribing the judge. He is the judge. He did not reconcile us to God by ignoring or downplaying our presumptuous thoughts, our biting words, our evil deeds, or even our self-serving good deeds. Think of a youngster who smashed up the family car, or in some other way got into a messy situation. He does not have the means or the know-how to straighten things out. But along comes a friend who knows just what to do and restores everything, putting it all behind him. This is what Jesus did for us. We were guilty. He made it right. He made peace with God by becoming one of us, by being born with our blood in his veins, and then shedding that blood on the cross, laying down his life in our place. He paid the full price for our forgiveness. Don't lose that sales receipt. For we daily sin much, and daily find peace in it. This peace is ours in Christ now and forever. No matter what wars or rumors of wars we may encounter, no matter what may happen to us, around us, above us, or below us, this peace caused the angels to rejoice and burst open the heavens with joy over our good fortune. And in this peace we pray.
Jesus, I